conversation, then we'll talk about it, any products. We really won't say any products for now, but if you're a really self-help person and you kind of know where you want to go, then you can always go to yourhealth.puretrim.com, and that would be my handles.
Our turn. I think liquidgreenproducts.com is our email, is our website. And from the website, you can get everything else, the health show, everything else. Liquidgreenproducts.com.
Jamal?
So my handles are anything expensive. Expensive is spelled Expensive, and that's a play on my last name. So expensive, Expensive, cuisine, cuisine. And for the new year, expensive.com should be up and running, where you should see all my new features, all my new offers, massage work, the music, everything that should be posted for the new year.
Khadija.
So my page is Tukus Body Work. Tukus is spelled TUQUS BODYWORK. I do have a website, which is tukusbodywork.com, and the email is the same thing at gmail.com if you have any questions.
Amazing. All right. So as we're closing
Before
up,
we close, I just wanted to say thank you to everyone who, when I reached out to them to be a part of the event, that you all said yes. I am so thankful and really appreciative of you all, and thank you for being a part of this. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
CKUT and Island Organics presents a Christmas fundraiser for Resilience Montreal. Featuring DJs Cristobal Urbina, DJ Killjoy, Talentino, and the premiere of Mandala Hi-Fi with Boss Man, legendary dub poet Zibs, Cali, with special guest Spoon B, and DJ Picante. Mandala Hi-Fi. $20 at the door. $25 after 11. Sunday, December 18th, Timmy's Bar, 900 Ontario Street East. This is an official CKUT co-presentation.
You know what time it is. This is Kaya's Jambalaya. You know I'm always cooking up something hot. Come on in. Let me feed you, baby.
Well, as y'all know, this is another episode of Kaya's Jambalaya, and I'm always trying to serve it up hot. So let me give it to y'all as it came to me. Y'all, we had spoken about a young lady who went to Mexico with her friends, and she ended up within the first 24 hours or within the first 48 hours unalived. So there were some videos leaked that a friend of hers, or so-called friend of hers, beat her up on this trip while the rest of the friends watched and videotaped. But in the video, you can see that she is clearly hurt bad. And later on, they come to find out that she had some, I think, some breaks in her spinal cord and a broken neck. Later on, some information came out that the person seen actually fighting her and beating her in this video is actually a trans man. So, excuse me, a trans woman. So we are right now looking at what could potentially be a hate crime. And the person who ended up doing the beating was a person named Dejanay Jackson. Well, Dejanay Jackson has been issued an arrest warrant, and she is currently in prison waiting extradition to Mexico to be tried for the murder of Shaquilla Robinson. Y'all better know what time it is. They are also going
Good.
To get, Winter Donovan is about to go down too. They about to go and get her and take her down too. And you know what? I just want to say, you know what? To everyone who is in charge of this case and everyone who was praying for this young lady to be vindicated, keep praying. Everybody that was there needs to be brought down and made sure that charges is laid against them, because this, and y'all know I don't do the jail thing, but you know what? Y'all gonna stop playing with people's children. Stop playing with people's kids. That's somebody's daughter. And now it's a whole family mourning because y'all was jealous. And this is really what this is about. So let's get into it, y'all.
Good. I'm happy to hear that. I have to say, like, yo, justice for that queen. It was really messed up to watch that clip and to see what they did to her. So good. I'm glad they're going to catch them, deal with them. And anyway, life does what it do. Because, yes. Goddamn, Mexico jail, I'm sure it's not going to be nothing nice. All right.
Thank you, Kaya, for that update. Because honestly, you know how the news cycle is. Everybody be forgetting about things. Thank you for keeping the story alive and, you know, giving
us that. Oh no, we gotta make sure, because this could be our children. God forbid, this could be your daughter. Those could be your sons in the room watching this. We gotta make sure that we raising the children to know this is not how it goes down. Your friend is getting beat up by another one of your friends. You're supposed to break it up. You don't watch it. You don't videotape it. My God, you stop it. And this right here is a clear lesson of knowing who you're surrounded by. This is very important. So rest in peace, Shaquilla Robinson. Our love goes out to you from everyone here at the Empower Hour. Up next, do you guys remember Irene Cara?
Yes. Yes.
So Irene Cara actually passed away the other day, but she lived a full life. But I want to just say, like, a lot of people who don't know that name, you all need to get familiar. I don't think we're watching enough of these old movies and stuff like that. And I know when I say this, go ahead, Gene, what you was gonna say?
No, because they know her, they just don't know that they know her.
Right, right. So Irene Cara played the character of Sista in Dreamgirls, the original. And if you watched the original, because we know that the second version of it, the second coming of it with Jennifer Hudson in a minute, that movie, it just did them no justice. Sista character, Irene character Sista, was a stoically beautiful young lady who wanted the industry, who wanted the fast life, and ended up pretty much being murdered by her boyfriend. The movie Dreamgirls was monumental to us coming up. And for those of you who know, pretty much made the song, I'm Telling You, I Am Telling You, that ended up being made even more famous by Jennifer Hudson. However, this movie was one of the, this song, excuse me, was one of the songs that made headlines and always trended forever and ever and ever. Amen. So we want to shout out Irene Cara. She also was known just for being a pure and great soul. So we want to send love and peace to Irene Cara's family, because her contribution to the community was exceptional, truly.
Also, if you guys remember the show Fame and the Broadway, she wrote and sang the song Fame.
Hey, I want to live forever.
My voice is cracking this. I'm not even going to really do it. You guys know I bring it, but this morning, I don't know. It's just not here for me today. So she was, yep.
Yeah. Well, anyways, I thank you for giving us, walking us down history lane. Cause I'm one of those new gen losers. I only knew the Jennifer Hudson version of that movie. Jennifer Hudson and Beyonce and them, whatever be the case. So I'm gonna do some research. I didn't know who this queen was that you guys are referring to right now.
Once I see
the pictures and stuff like that. You guys definitely check out our Facebook page. We'll make it a point to get the images and stuff up there so you guys can check it out too.
So let's get into some stuff that's a little bit more fun. How many times is too many times to be married?
Oh,
that's a funny question. How many times? It's too many times, because, well, technically, like, you're supposed to get married. Well, I shouldn't say you're supposed to. Just from what we understand from the way society has conditioned us, technically, you're supposed to get married once. But I don't even know, Kai. I don't know how to answer that question.
I think when you get to the fourth, a first marriage, a lot of times you're young and that could not work out. And normally people who do a first marriage, they're a little more picky about when it gets to the second.
Right.
I'm going to give you a three because, you know, I guess everything happens in threes. But by the fourth, I'm out. Like, what are we doing? You're not getting any more wedding gifts from me. I already gave you like $300. Like, I can't pay for another wedding. We're not doing this again. Are you doing it for the gifts?
Yeah.
I find it funny that you gave him an extra, the three just because. You're like, okay, fine. You want to do it a third time? Sure. But fourth, no way. I was done at two, but good on you, Gina, for giving them at least one more just because. Bye.
So how about this? Celebrities are getting married to the same person over and over and over again. Have you heard about this?
Like the same, and they'll like divorce three times, and then like, but they get married. I'm like, y'all should have just...
Oh, no.
Is there tax breaks or something? Is there something we don't know?
These couples that I'm talking about never even divorced. So Jackie Christie and Doug Christie apparently have married each other every year since they've been married.
Yeah, but they renew their vows. It's a renewal of vows.
They do renewal of vows, but it's getting remarried because she got wedding dresses for every single one. Like, she got a whole elaborate thing. It's a wedding every single time.
Yeah, but she's a little kooky, though.
Her husband, too. But I, you know what? I think that
he just goes along with it. He's just like, oh, she kooky. Yes, who I married. And so, okay, let's do this again.
I don't know. I heard he likes digits. So he's kooky, too.
So, you heard he likes what?
Digits.
Digits? What's that? What?
When your fingers are the keys to the lockbox?
Yeah, but there's nothing wrong with that. I don't understand. That doesn't make him kooky.
Well,
I still don't understand. Kai, what do you mean?
We'll take it offline.
P.
He likes that?
Well, lots of guys like it, but he likes it from his wife, obviously. But she provides the lifestyle that he loves. So I believe they're both just kooky, but they're doing it together. But someone else has jumped on the bandwagon, and they did it within a couple of weeks where they got married back to back. But Portia Williams, Portia is not joking. Portia done married her ex-co-host, ex-husband, and her and... Yes, Samuel Bofa, I think his name is. Listen, they done got married three times now or four times now in the last month and a half. It is amazing. And the dresses just keep getting more ostentatious. This last cake was so big, it stood, I think, 8 feet tall, and they cut it with a sword.
Don't blame her. They cut it with a sword. That's hilarious.
Portia is the example of... why you don't leave your friends alone with your man. I'm not that person. I don't care. Like, I mean, no one belongs to me. But if you had that friend where you're not supposed to leave them around your man because they're the problem, that's who Portia is.
To make it totally clear, one, she wasn't really friends with the girl, but they were co-hosts. They were on the show, right? Two, she never got with him until the other girl and him had a divorce. So they actually put up a video the other night of when they did a show at the lady's house and she introduced her husband to the girls, and Portia wouldn't even shake his hand. She gave him a bonks with her fist, with a closed fist, because she was not looking at that man. And I'm going to tell you what I seen. And I realized, and I said, oh, Portia was out, because I was down with it too. I was like, oh, Portia, that is dead wrong. Portia, how you going to go with that girl's man? Even though you were still hanging around her, y'all was on the show, whatever the case may be. Let me tell you something. I looked at the show. He looked totally different now. That is not the same man. And I'm going to tell you, he done changed himself. He has changed himself for the better. And he is a different man. I am not mad at Portia. Portia, you go ahead and do your thing, girl. And he loved you so much. He done married you like six times in the last 6 weeks. I am not mad. And he's super rich. I'm not mad. I'm not mad at all. I'm very happy for her. In fact, Portia, if you hear this, if Samuel has a brother or a friend, you hit up the Empower Hour for me. Look for me, sis.
But I'm just wondering, like, when you renew your vows and stuff like that, like, is it full, like, so you're having like a full party? Like, people are coming, they're bringing gifts, like, you're doing the whole nine? Like, that's like, I'm still pondering on this whole multiple wedding thing. Like, it's, and like, people are actually coming out to parties and wedding. Like, it's very interesting.
don't know. I love it. So apparently the weddings were for different people. The first wedding apparently was for his people. And then the second wedding was for like the celebrity people. And then this last wedding was for their mutual family and friends.
Okay. All right. See, good. Thank you. Thank you for that clarification. All right. Good, good, good.
So I am impressed and I don't care. I'm not upset. I'm not upset at all. Now, you know that last week I talked about Kelly Rowland being booed at an award show while she was taking Chris Brown's award because he could not be present. Now, I don't believe for a second that Chris Brown could not make it, but we all know that he is not welcome at these shows. However, they will continue to make money off of his craft. And so I'm watching Chris Brown right now, and I really do want to send light and love to this brother. Listen, we all make mistakes. We all make mistakes. We all have a chance to rehabilitate ourselves and get better. We all know, you know, sometimes things happen. I'm not mad at Chris Brown, and I'm going to tell you why. Chris Brown has stayed out the way. They say that they didn't want to see him, and we have not seen him. Unless you go to a Chris Brown concert, you really don't see Chris Brown perform many places anymore. You just don't see him. Chris Brown is out of the way taking care of his children, and I love that. And after they did this about the award, Chris Brown never even responded. His response was posting a video of him and his daughter dancing and him teaching his daughter what he knows about dance. When I watched this video and watched him prepare this little girl and teach her how to do push-ups and sit-ups and how to do these dance moves and helping her tuck into flips, this is something that I have to say, this is why I'm not mad at Chris Brown. Rihanna even forgave Chris Brown. We're not gonna keep doing that. Chris Brown is a man. He is trying. He is a father. He is somebody's son. And he has struggled with depression since he had that episode. And so we're going to give this young man some space to go ahead and breathe and be human again, because he deserves that. And if you don't like him, you can look the other way. But for those of us who do, we are sending you light and love, Chris. We love you. I love you. Let me speak for me. I love you.
No, we love you too, Chris.
Oh, you know, and I am mad at Chris. And it was funny, I had seen the after, like I had seen a little clip, a TMZ clip with them interviewing Kelly, and she was still unapologetic. She's like, yo, we gotta have grace. We gotta give, you know, like people chances and whatnot. And like, I just find this world is so bipolarish, because it's like they're so quick to cancel one and then just allow the other. And it's really like, though, we're in a weird time, man. So it's like, really, guys, like, try not to be led by other people. Go with your own gut, your own intuition, what feels right to you, and just ignore the bullies out there, even the media bullies, the news bullies, whatever, because they're trying to bully into thinking a certain way, speaking a certain way, and
yes.
I don't think it's fair. So yes. Work.
To counter that, what I actually did was I went online and I Googled white celebrities who have domestic abuse files.
My goodness, very lot.
There's over 2,500 names on the list.
Oh, shoot.
None of them are canceled. I ain't mad at Chris Brown. Y'all be quiet. So, I know the time's running down, but if I don't touch on this, I'd be a crazy person. Balenciaga had this nasty little show. They put these children, did we talk about this last week?
We spoke about the nastiness, but there should be more, because hashtag cancel Balenciaga.
Cancel Balenciaga, and there's some controversy swirling right now because people just don't understand the genius that is Kanye West. Kanye West went online, made a statement that he supports Balenciaga. Cancel culture. And that's our new hashtag, cancel culture. Because even though he knows that they did whatever they did to him, and they did, and they knew that they were wrong, to think that 2 weeks later they get caught up with this, I'm gonna tell you what happened. Kanye said, "I'm gonna show them how you're really supposed to treat people that are in the industry with you, because you know how hard it is for us to make it out here, because you are the people that are making it hard for us. And now you're up on the chopping block and I refuse to do you like you doing me. So Kanye says he supports Balenciaga and people make mistakes and cancel culture. And people are enraged right now with Kanye. Like, no
you didn't. That wasn't a mistake. Balenciaga, that was not a mistake, especially when you did. Like, I mean, you shared it yourself, Kaya, like all the previous campaigns they had. That's not a mistake.
So let me tell y'all, I seen Kanye make the statement and I said, this is a calculated brother here. But I am going to tell you, you know, I always have my little conspiracy theories. So I'm going to tell y'all what I think. Kanye hired the photographer for that shoot. Kanye said, you know what I know about you. And matter of fact, we're going to show everybody what I know about you this week. Boom. Right after they do Kanye and they come up in this controversy like this, Mr. I set up the blood clot set up. Look at this right here. Kanye did this. Kanye, he got too much money and he got too much clout. Kanye put this the whole thing together. And I'm going to tell you what happened. There's somebody that's on Balenciaga's team that they've been treating bad, that they've ill-treated. And he is for Kanye. He or she don't care about nothing about Balenciaga. It ain't nothing but a check for them. And Kanye paid them more. And they made sure that Balenciaga was served up. That is just my tea. That's what I think happened, because I watched some stuff and I looked at some stuff last night. Y'all go and look at Kanye. Kanye is that guy in real life. Kanye did that. Kanye said, I'm gonna let everybody see who you really are. Kanye's two exes, Julia Fox and Kim Kardashian, have very stupid remarks to make about it. Oh, but I don't know what I'm going to do, and I don't know if I'm continuing my relationship with them. And Julia Fox actually says, no child was harmed in the shoot, but millions are harmed in the church every day. Y'all better know what's going on. Y'all better
know. Okay, well, you just daggone, this is a hot one today, this year, Jambalaya, because, Lord, like, because I'm on the fence with this, because, like, all right, I definitely can agree with Kanye potentially being a Kaiser Sose and mapping all kind of things out behind the scenes and making things happen. The condoning Balenciaga, not really sure. No, I know I'm not down for that, but I don't like cancel culture, so it is a very... It's interesting. I like that twist in where it's bringing my mind. But at the same time, I'm still not down for Balenciaga. I'm still down for that, just because it's like I just find we're just allowing it too much. But I really feel that I'm not sure if it's cancel culture or if it's just proper justice. Something has to happen, because at the same time, the church still needs to be brought to trial. Like the Catholic Church and all these things need to be come up. Like, so if we're attacking Balenciaga, it's time we attack the church. It's time that we, like, and let's throw our eyes on the Canadian church system, like the Catholic Church out here in Canada, across Canada, where all these First Nation children graves are being dug up and all kind of nastiness is happening. Like, this is what I want to see. So I want to see that come to fruition.
Child, well, listen, that was my time. That was my time. But I'm going to come back next week with some more stuff. This was Kaya Jambalaya.
Lady and the Lady D presents to you Black and White, The Return. Saturday, December 31st, New Year's Eve. And this year is the Dubai edition.
Habibi, come to Dubai.
And featuring music by Montreal's favorites, DJ Big Worm, James Bond, and King Fiery. And all the way from Toronto, Soul to Soul. Hampton Inn and Suites, 1900 Trans-Canada Highway in Dover. Black and White, the Dubai edition. Saturday, December 31st, New Year's Eve. Inside the Hampton Inn and Suites. It's a year-to-year sold-out event you can't afford to miss. Be there. Yeah.
We're gonna get funky.
What it do, y'all? It is your homegirl, Tammy. You already know I'm not a pastor, but y'all gonna get the word today.
What it do, Empower Hour listeners?
It is your homegirl, Tammy. You already know I'm not a pastor, but y'all gonna get the word today, okay? Now, before I get into it, I hope all of y'all are doing good. I hope you guys are ready for the cold weather that is upon us. I'm just thankful that the snow is not permanently here yet. I hope y'all are getting ready for the holidays as well, and I hope you guys are in good spirits, right? As for me, I am doing good, but y'all, I gotta give y'all this story, okay? Yesterday, one of my animals went into respiratory distress, and those of y'all that know me know, you know, my animals are part of my family, whether it's the lizard, the rabbit, the dog, the fish, it don't matter. They're all part of my family. So pack my daughter into the car, my eldest, you know, who is 20. We get to the veterinary hospital. Anyways, they took him right away because, you know, he was in respiratory distress. 5 hours later, after multiple tests, after being in the oxygen tank, come to find out he has asthma. Okay, he has asthma because he's overweight. And the bill ran me $1,046. Y'all heard that right, $1,046, okay? It's just crazy to me. I don't know if you guys are looking for, you know, a new profession. I definitely encourage you guys to go into animal science, okay? Because definitely lucrative, okay? Definitely lucrative. Now, with that said, let's get into the information, okay? It was the return to Parliament, right, here in Quebec, Le Salon Bleu. Something, though, very interesting happened. As you guys know, Quebec has always, you know, has always wanted to be its own country, okay? Quebec is not necessarily down with Canada, although, ironically, you know, the Quebec Prime Minister is always asking for federal help, federal money for this, for that, but yet they want to stand independently. Anyways, Le Parti Québécois leader, Mr. Paul Saint-Pierre Plamondon, along with two of his ministers, refused to give sermon to the King of England, which means they are not allowed to enter Parliament. They are not allowed to sit in Parliament. They are not allowed to partake in discussions until they give sermon to the King of England, okay? Now, François Legault said he wants to modify that law because he does not want Quebec politicians to have to give sermon to the King of England in order to partake in political discussions and, you know, do what they do. So we have to see how that is going to unfold. Personally, although I do know that provinces hold more weight than we wish to give them credit, right? Although they are part of Canada, at the end of the day, each province does hold a lot of weight within their province. But this is pretty big. You know, we're talking about politics. You know, the King of England, you know, anybody who has ever been to court, especially when we are talking about any criminal charges, at the end of the day, the prosecutor is always the Queen of England, and now, obviously, the King of England, since the Queen has passed away. So we will see how that will unfold. It is a very, 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 very big mandate. I don't know if they're going to pull it off, but we're going to have to, you know, keep looking and see what happens with that. Now, on another word concerning Quebec and things that are unfolding here, the Quebec health system, y'all, it is crumbling, okay? We have seen for years it is not working. Something is not right with our health system. We do not have enough doctors, enough nurses, and we have way too many patients. The way it's organized, it's not effective, right? So we know, we've been hearing, there have been reports that, you know, the emergency, you know, whether it's the hospital, whether it's CLSCs, they're over flooded, right? They cannot handle the amount of people that are in the hospitals. Now, normally this is what we're talking about in the public sector, right? Now we've been hearing about it, we've been knowing about it. What I want to talk about today is the private sector. Personally, me, okay, it's been many, many years that I do not go to the public sector, right? If my kids are sick, anything happens, I'm not going to wait at the CLSC, I'm not going to wait at the hospital, because I personally do not have 10, 12 hours to wait in a hospital room or in the CLSC waiting room, because at the end of the day, time is money, and it's more cost effective for me to actually go and pay $150 to go to a private clinic and be like, yeah, okay, you know what, your kid has an earache, and this is why he has crazy fever. Okay, thanks. Here's the medicine. Okay, thanks. Bye. Right? Now, my youngest daughter, right? She's been not feeling well. She's been under the weather, and I've been doing all of, you know, the home remedies and everything that I know of, and her fever is just not leaving. Now she's having, you know, kind of like respiratory difficulties. You know, she's kind of coughing. It's kind of looking a little bit like maybe bronchitis or pneumonia. So I was like, okay, you know what? I'm going to call to the private clinic that I always go to. It's $150. Cool. No problem. Normally, if I call Friday at, let's say, 9 a.m., I have an appointment. They'll ask you, do you want the appointment at 10:30, 10:45, child, 11? What time do you want? Because they always have space. Hear me out, y'all. They told me we have no space today. I was like, oh, wow, that's odd. Okay, so what about, you know, tomorrow? They were like, nope, we're booked. It was 2 days later, y'all. 2 days later that my daughter was able to get an appointment. This is unseen in the private sector. So what that leads us to deduce and understand is that obviously the public health system has way too much pressure. It is not able to, it's not able to function normally, right? Which means that adds obviously more weight on the private sector. And now even they have waiting lists. It is crazy. So y'all take care of your health. I say it all the time. Eat healthy, exercise, take care of your mind, body, and soul. Make sure you are being careful about what you're eating, right? If you go right now, for example, to, doesn't matter, IGA, Metro, Walmart, Super C, Maxi, and you go buy oranges, there are no seeds. That is a genetically modified orange, okay? It's not good for you. Even if you buy organic, open up the orange, open up the lemon, you will see there are no seeds, even though it is labeled as organic. Again, genetically modified, right? Make sure that in your fruits, make sure that in everything that you eat, that it is literally in it, in its original state, right? And as you guys know, I grow a lot of my own food. Make sure that you are starting to grow your own food. It doesn't matter if you don't have the room. It doesn't matter if your living room is full of plants and cheese and etc. Listen, at least you know what you're eating, okay? And that is what is going to keep you healthy, because a lot of times, a lot of, you know, the problematics that we experience in our bodies is often due to what we eat, okay? Now, speaking about what we eat, the food banks in Quebec, y'all, listen, they have never received this amount of request for food, okay? What that leads us to understand is that what's happening right now with the economy, the inflation, you know, people's salaries are not increasing, but everything else is increasing. I mean, listen, if you want to go buy three green peppers at Maxi or at Walmart, it's going to run you about $10 and, like, you know, 50 cents type of thing for three green peppers. Unheard of. Okay. So a lot of people are struggling out here. Listen, if you guys have any canned goods, if you guys know anybody, you know, who needs any help, please make sure that you help them as much as you can. If you can give to the food banks, please take the time to do so. I know also that in every elementary school, every high school, they are doing the food drives. Please take the time to give. You know, if you're not going to eat it, don't let it go to waste. Give it, because a lot of people are struggling. You know, my opinion on that is that middle class is being eradicated. Middle class is no longer going to exist anymore, right? So the classes are either going to be that you are up here living comfortably or you struggling. That's going to be a problem, y'all. It's going to be a problem because a lot of us were middle class, right? And a lot of us now, it's either like, oh, okay, well, are we living comfortably or are we struggling? And it shouldn't be that way. It really shouldn't be that way. Everyone should be able to put food on the table comfortably, right? Now, I'm not saying everybody needs to drive a Mercedes Benz. I don't drive a Mercedes Benz. I could care less about cars. That's me personally. You know, not everybody needs to have the Chanel and the Dior and the Nikes and the Timberlands and whatnot. But at the end of the day, everybody should be able to live comfortably, right? Put food on the table, you know, have electricity, have heat, have enough, you know, to be able to, you know, even enjoy, go out, go to the movies, go to the restaurant. It should be something that everyone is allowed to enjoy life in that way. And currently we are seeing more and more that a lot of people are going into the struggle category, and it's sad. And I feel personally that the government is not doing enough. So let us, the people, right? We all we got, let's take care of each other. Now, when I'm talking about taking care of each other, y'all know that I think that knowledge and information is one of the most important things that we can share with each other, okay? There's a documentary that came out. It is called Died Suddenly, okay? As you guys know, I am unvaccinated. And at the end of the day, again, as I always say, right, if you guys want to take the vaccine, go ahead and take it. I will fight for your right to take it, right? As I am fighting for my right to not take it and to not be discriminated against, to not be segregated. But at the end of the day, asking questions is a sign of intelligence, y'all, okay? Do not be afraid to ask questions, to question things, right? Go watch this documentary. It's called Died Suddenly. Listen, there are a lot of deaths, sudden deaths at that, with no explanation. A lot of heart attacks, a lot of diabetes, a lot of women whose menstrual cycles are, you know, not what they were, that are, you know, that are no longer in harmony with their bodies. You know, we are talking about pericarditis, myocarditis. There's a whole lot of stuff happening. We are even talking about cognitive difficulties, right? So y'all, before y'all put any substance, and I'm not just talking about this vaccine, I'm talking about any substance into your bodies, please question things, okay? Reflect on it. Put it in prayer if you believe in God or a higher power. Meditate on it. You know, double back on the information. Question it again, because at the end of the day, there's a lot of things that are happening right now that are not right, y'all, okay? And a lot of people are having difficulties, problems, and some are even passing away from this, y'all, okay? So don't be scared to question things. Do your own research, y'all. And again, that is my segment for the day. Love and light, y'all. Peace.
Hey, everybody, I'm Gina the Great, a.k.a. Miss Politically Correct, a.k.a. the Devil's Advocate, a.k.a. Big Liar in Energy, and this is Ungrind My Gears, a segment where we keep it light, keep it bright, and share some fun facts and some jokey jokes.
All right, guys, we're doing this differently. I appreciate you guys. You know I love you, but we don't need the Black Facts song, because last time it was choppy. But I'm going to get right into the Black Facts here.
Black Facts, Black Facts.
I still kind of wanted to say it too, but
yes. Well, today's Black Facts was inspired by music. I don't know if you guys know, but Spotify does. They released the 2022 Wrapped post. So they basically go through your listening and they kind of give you a story about how your listening was, so that you can post on social media or whatnot. And it's no surprise that my top artist listened to is J. Cole, and an honorable mention to Snow Legger and Summer Walker. They had some of the songs that I listened to as well, some of the most. So that brought me to Sugar Hill. So the Sugar Hill Gang's Rapper's Delight became the first commercially successful rap record. But more specifically, I want to talk about Sylvia Robinson. She was hip-hop's first godmother, but she still doesn't seem to get the credit she deserves for cultivating the genre of music. In the summer of 1979, Robinson conceived and produced the single Rapper's Delight. This took a culture of music that thrived on the street and helped to foster it in an art form that was suddenly commercially viable. The song became the first rap single to dominate the radio and the charts, hitting number 36 on Billboard's Hot 100 and becoming the first rap record to sell over 1 million copies. So if y'all don't know Rapper's Delight, I don't know how you don't know, but I'll just play a little snippet and then you're going to know, because you know they sampled the
hip-hop. The hip-hop, you don't stop the rocket to the fan, man. Boogie, stay up, jump the boogie to the rhythm of the boogie to beat. Now what you hear is not a test, I'm rapping to the beat. And me, the groove, and my friends are gonna try to move your feet. See, I am Wonder Mike, and I like to say hello. I'm to the black, to the white, the red, and the brown, the purple, and yellow. But first, I gotta bang, bang, the boogie to the boogie. Say up, jump the boogie to the bang, bang, boogie, let's rock. You don't stop, rock the rhythm, and I'll make your body rock. Well, so far, you've heard my voice, but I brought two friends along. And next on the mic is my man, Hank. Come on, Hank, sing that song. Check it out.
Well, that Rapper's Delight is, as Kaya was singing a little bit before, is that hip-hop. A hip hop. So you guys know the song. You know the song. So that was my little Black Fact of the day today. Got a little motivation suggestion, if you will. A smile is free. you can change someone's day for the better if you just smile at them. And that brings me back to a good old time when I was still in college and I was working for a tyrant. But, you know, I was in school, so I don't care. It paid the bills and was fine with it. And he used to walk in the morning and just grumble in his breath, like, you know, good morning, bonjour, whatever. You can barely hear him. So I made it a point to make sure that I would say good morning with a big smile. And eventually, you know, he started saying good morning properly, even gave a smile. It looked like the Grinch smile a bit, but, you know, or Mr. Burns, but, you know, it was fine. And then, you know, with time, Scrooge found his manners and he learned how to be human again. So a free smile can also help yourself. So, you know, just go out there and smile. Smile a little. It doesn't cost anything.
You know, I'm gonna add some sauce on that, because, again, us being one entity on this planet, one organism, by us giving each other that love, just that simple smile, we're helping ourselves and helping that other person. There's an energy that's being exchanged between both, but we're one. So, you know, it's like it helps us to reconnect. So great job, Gino.
Yes.
Thank you, P.
Today, I love it when the cousins get along. I love it.
It sounds like we're practicing, like we took classes or something. This is what we learned, like, you know, be nice.
We're doing give it. Each other a compliment.
You're like, yes, thank you. It is. We need to stop.
All right, well, let me get right into social media gone wild. And it's funny because as Kaya spoke about Balenciaga again, I came across a post that was a bit wild. I shared it with the team too, but there is a school in Ohio. There's actually three schools that have it. They have an after-school Satan Club. So it's sponsored by the Satanic Temple. And what they say is this club is a symbol, or they say that they view Satan as a symbol for standing up to tyrannical authority. And it's a fictional character like the Tooth Fairy or the Easter Bunny. And it's about teaching the children critical thinking. It's not about conjuring spells or, you know, doing any of that satanic stuff, if you will. They actually say that they never speak about it. They're not theistic, so they don't believe in the supernatural Satan. They just talk about, and they don't talk about Satanism as a whole. They pretty much just kind of want to give children critical thinking is what they're saying. And the school put out a long statement stating, you know, it's not sponsored by them and it's not necessarily what they believe, but they allow for Christian groups as well. You have to allow to have, you know, everyone to have their group, if you will, if you have it sponsored and you have it available and you have people who signed up. And here's the thing. My initial response when I heard it was shock. And I was kind of just like, this is crazy in the schools and what have you. But then to play devil's advocate, no pun intended, you know, I had to think about it. We'll fight real hard to want to talk about Christianity in schools as Black people. And y'all up here posting up your white Jesus with blonde hair and blue eyes and off of some scriptures that you say were found. But one thing's for sure is that men lie, women lie, but numbers don't. And the math ain't mathing. Because if you guys want to stand up for your religion so hard and be so mad about them having the Satan Club, I need you to be just as mad at the religious groups. As you precluded, Kaya, the Vatican is involved in human trafficking. That's your Catholics right there. There's mass killings of protesters in Iran because of the killing of the young woman who didn't wear her veil well enough. And that's Islamic.
Mm-hmm.
Like I said, Jesus was supposedly Hebrew, born in Africa, but he blonde hair and blue eyes. The Mormon Bible literally says Black people are inferior. So y'all keep finding these ancient scrolls that want to change your sacred texts and to deem what you want to be appropriate. Well, I found a secret scroll too. And it said April Fools. And it's still April Fools, haha, gotcha. Because I'm not here. I'm not caping for the religion. I'm not caping for anything like that. If in fact they're saying it's about teaching kids critical thinking, because I think that's important. Because what they're saying is that when we read your text, it just sounded like, okay, so let's take the religion out of it. And then let's say you have somebody out there who has, I don't know, world power domination, like a couple of families who are really rich. And they say, this is what you got to do. No matter what these people do, you just got to serve them. And basically what they're saying, Lucifer was kind of like, nah, B, like they're really messing up out there. They're actually killing people and doing all these things. I don't think that's right. And this is like, yeah, I hear what you're saying, but no, just like serve them same way. Mm-hmm. And so then he comes, he's like, no, I think that they deserve karma, and then goes deal with the situation. Mm-hmm. So again, me playing devil's advocate, if I look at it from that perspective, it is a sort of teaching of critical thinking and not just following fashion and just doing as someone says because they say it. Again, I believe in a higher power and the universe, and I believe in karma, and I don't believe in hell or any of these things either. But like I said, I was in shock at first, but then when I took a step back, you have to give the opposite. You have to give both sides of the coin.
Did you see the unbaptisms?
No. What's that about?
I need you to look into this because I think they might be connected to the same people. And this church that you're talking about, I'm about to do some more research on it, but I think that it might be a subsidiary of Kim Kardashian's church.
No, so this is not a church. So it's called the Satan's Club, but mm-hmm. they specifically said that they're not Satanist.
Hey!
So it's not connected to a church.
Why use that name? Why use Satan if that's not what they're doing? I'm frightened. Listen, y'all better protect y'all kids. Y'all sending y'all kids over here. Listen, when the stories come up that two children had went missing during that time, but they just never talked about it, the child drowned in the pool, or a fire started or something like that, they're going to know about it. They better leave people children alone. Leave people children alone.
Well, I have a perspective. So to Gina's point, because obviously, like, I don't believe in the devil and stuff either, but I do... I know that we're God, and I know that even within inside of us, we have positive and negative energy. So there's two things. So one, we should be protecting our children by educating them for real. I don't want to just continue to plug this platform, but Gaia has this crazy documentary. I think the name is slipping right now. I'll bring it up next week. I think it's Initiation, now that I think about it. There, where towards the end, they really break down like what life is about, what the whole concept of God and the devil is, how it came to being, how that misunderstanding came to be. But it is really, it's one and the same, and you need both to exist. Like, you definitely need the positive and negative. Everything balances itself out. Now, so that's on one side in terms of how you educate your children, how you protect your children is to educate them so they don't get caught up in the dogma or the propaganda of what is, you know, religion. But then at the same time, you have lesser beings who don't really understand the big picture, and they are going after, and they are following this weird, you know, trend or whatever you want to call it. I think you have to be careful, because it's just they're uninformed and they're doing things like, I don't believe them. When they say they're not going to do rituals and they're not doing things, I just don't believe them. Like, people lie boldfacedly. Like, and we're a lot of times we're super naive. They're like, oh, they said they weren't going to do it. So then they're lying. I don't care what now I'm at a point in my life where I understand people lie boldface. Like, they don't, like, just because I don't do that, that doesn't mean other people don't comfortably boldfacely lie to people. So with that being the case, I definitely don't think it's just going to be innocent, you know, these children are getting indoctrinated. There's no way that that's not happening. And I think if we're going to do anything as a community, we have to start being more on the offense, where we start actually sponsoring our own programs, where we could educate the children on what is real, what's not real, their own history, their own culture, their own, because they'll go as far and talk about real African spiritual practices, and they'll demonize it. They'll tell you that, you know, you're, like, voodoo is a negative thing, like, you know what I mean? So we need to start counteracting it as a people. If that's what they want to do with their children, cool, but we got to do something else with ours, you know, and that's how I see it, you know?
I know it might have sounded like I was being, like, I was advocating for them. I really wasn't. But what I was saying is that if you're gonna be so adamant about having Christian programs in your schools and stuff, keep the mm-hmm. same energy, and then mm-hmm. and have your own critical thinking about that too, because what they're teaching you and what they're teaching your children, all of them, it ain't right. If it ain't love, it ain't right.
Amen.
Facts. Love should be the religion. Just love.
We can't take that too literally though, because you know, for them, they're gonna think that they could love the children, and then you know, you could just you know. And this is my thing. Why they don't got an adult program for Satan? Why they gotta have the people after school program?
No, it's the same thing. The same way they're gonna have Catholic catechese that we had when we were growing up. That was in the schools, and that was for the children too.
I get you. Like in the Dominican, like when they have a party, a birthday party, but there's no name on the cake, and they just set the deity in the corner and invite all the kids to dance. It's kind of like that.
Well, I'm gonna end the segment. We started a bit last week when we had the he or she or they or 10, but. So I got a couple of those for you guys, and I want to hear if they upgraded or if they downgraded. Actually, these are downgrades. I have to find some upgrades too, but we'll see. All right. So he's a 10, but instead of typing LOL or haha, he types hee hee at the end.
Oh, I hate him.
Not you hate him. So what?
He goes straight to a 0 in Kaya's book. From a 10 to a 0.
For hee hee?
He's saying hee hee. That's how I hear him. I don't hear him saying hee hee. I hear him saying hee hee.
So what is he for you now, Kaya? Is he?
Oh, he's definitely a 3.
A 3?
He's a 3 now.
Objectively, Pharaoh, what is he?
Well, I don't know. In my mind, I filtered it as a she. So I was like, okay. Right. And it was fine. She could say she, he, all she wants.
Guys are so much more accepting.
No, because I feel like he might feel more effeminate, and I think that's why men are more accepting of it. She's a 10, but she can't speak quietly. I'm sorry, guys.
Like in public? Like when we out in public and we just trying to have a...
Everything. Inside voice, you outside don't voice. Know what
that means her whisper sounds like. Y'all trying to go with us?
Yeah. There is inside voice, outside voice is the same. And I'm not gonna hold you. I got some friends who are like that, and I love them, and that's cool. But my partner, I can't do it. I can't. Because I don't like attention. So you being so loud, just all the eyes are coming this here. So I'm gonna have to break you down. Maybe you're maybe a 7 or a 6. You might be a 6 or a 7 for me.
Mm-hmm. I'm trying to think, because I might be that person. I might have a problem with my inside voice. So I thought I should just... I think, because Shy, as you guys know, like, Shy is a super quiet person. Shy feels like I'm always too loud. No matter what I'm saying, she's like, God damn, like, turn the volume down. But I'm like, yo, but I'm just speaking. So it's hard for you to judge that one. If I had to take any points off, it's maybe 1 or 2, if any.
8, 9.
Because again, it could be me.
Because if your girlfriend was loud too, that is a problem, right? You're terrible. Well, I'm gonna tell you, I like a loud partner. I can't lie, but I just don't like it in public. So I'm not mad. I'm really not mad. I would just be the person that'd be like, shh, you know how to, come on. So I don't mind. And you know what? I'm too big of a girl for people to think that I'm not about to be noticed anyways. You finna see me and hear me. I don't care. And guess what? You gonna hear him too, big mouth. I don't... He's still a 10 for me. He's still a 10 for me. If he got all the other qualities, he just loud as hell. I love him.
Are you just gonna tell him, use your mixed company voice? We in public? Trump
is sounding ass. I love him. Yes, you act like... Now... We didn't talk about this times. We practice this now.
Last one.
We practice.
Mm-hmm. The last one is they're a 10, but they lick their silverware when they're done eating at a restaurant.
Oh God.
You put it in your mouth. You ate with it.
Nah, I don't want to. Yeah, but you like, no.
Yeah. And the knife.
Okay, so what if you have cake? You have cake or ice cream and you go.
No, it's one thing with putting the ice cream in your mouth with a spoon. It's another to take the spoon, look at it in your eye, and then just drag it down your tongue.
Okay? Like, I right away, I go in my head. I'm like, okay, this is a first date, and we go out and we're doing it. I'm gonna. that's probably a deal breaker for me. It's probably we're finished. It's probably like, all right, that was that.
Yeah, you're 0?
I'm not doing that.
Kai wasn't here for the
heat. Yeah, it's gross.
I'm going to tell you something. I don't know about licking the spoon, but one time I went out with my boyfriend and we finished eating. He's like, you ready to go? I was like, yeah, in a second. He's like, oh yeah, I forgot. You like to pick your teeth before we leave.
So, I mean, it's not spoons, but it's
yeah.
Well,
I was stuck with my teeth. I hate him. I hated him.
Well, everybody, we'd like to thank our special guests. This episode is possible thanks to the awesome people at CKDT, the OFC, Solo Drum, Caribbean Curry House, and Afrobeats MTL. You can find Afrobeats MTL on Instagram, as well as their website, www.afrobeatsmtl.com. And Afrobeats Montreal is a group of young Montrealers who are passionate about uplifting African culture and values spread through music and art. With the gradual introduction of African culture and the values via seminars, concerts, digital, and social media, Afrobeats Montreal intends to be an air gap between the new generations of Africans in the diaspora and Africa with music and culture. Fela Anikulapo Kuti is a pioneer in the hybrid of African music, jazz, funk, and soul, and he coined the term Afrobeat, which made him a global superstar in the 1970s. So that's a little bit about them on that. Do you guys have any shout-outs put out for the week?
So first off, I want to give a shout-out to a new OFC member, his brother named Jarvis Gray. He's actually based in Atlanta, Georgia. He was one of our featured guests this past week. And we're actually setting up a workshop. I don't know if you guys are interested in networking with our brothers and sisters south of the border, but we're about to do it across Canada, U.S. Business collaboration. I'm really looking forward to it. So we're setting up a whole networking event where it's going to be virtual. Brothers and sisters from the network that he runs in Atlanta are going to take part with brothers and sisters from the OFC and the network, obviously the network that we run here. And we're just going to bridge, and he's going to educate people on how to just level up in your finances. Like one little nugget that he shared that I wanted to share with our listeners is the difference between having a company that's grossing like $1 million, because you have to understand anyways the difference between your gross and your net profit, right? So a lot of times a company could be grossing $1 million, but they're only netting like 200,000. So he shows different ways where you could actually take your small business and focus on just netting 200,000. Like you don't have to try to do all that extra fluff. And it's an amazing, like he gave us a little nugget this past week, but it's going to be a really, really powerful workshop coming up, and we get to bridge with other brothers and sisters. So if people who are interested in networking, getting involved in those kind of things, definitely reach out to the OFC. I also just want to continue to thank the OFC members, because of the OFC is why we're able to exist and do what we're doing. So I just want to give them a huge shout out and just remind people out there, if ever you are in need of anything, think of us first. www.ofccommunity.com, or just hit us up at 514-651-4545. That's 514-651-4545. Glad to be at your service.
So you guys know I'm all about the skincare, the hair care, so I always big up Kitaro Blooming Oils. So right now is the time when you're doing your protective styles to protect your edges from the braids and stuff like that, from the wigs y'all be wearing and stuff like that. Get y'all some Kitaro Blooming Oils. And I can swear by it, but she has a new formula out with aloe and some other good stuff in it. Y'all need to check her out. This lady, Alice, I'm going to show y'all. I'm going to end up putting it on the Empower Hour page on the Instagram so that y'all can see. I cut all my hair off this summer and my hair is almost back at chin length. I am using this formula and it is working, and it is working fast. Kitaro Blooming Oils, and for your Christmas stockings, this would be very, very good to go with some merch by Carly Rock. Make sure you look out for those two sisters right there on Instagram, Merch by Carly Rock and Kitaro Blooming Oils. Get your oils, get your t-shirts, get your sweatpants, your hoodies. That's where it's at. Merry Christmas, y'all.
Kings and queens, this was the Empower Hour with Pharoah Freeman, Queen Kaya, and Gina the Great. We are on live every Sunday from 7 to 9 p.m. and broadcasting Thursday mornings at 7 a.m. on CKUT 90.3 FM. Hopefully you got your dose of entertainment, enlightenment, and empowerment. Subscribe.
Time.
C is for
cauliflower.
Confusion. Creation.
Pickle. K for
kitten.
Camp.
C, wait. U, unbearable.
U is for underground.
Oh, yeah.
Umbrella.
T. Trite.
Tremendous.
Torment.
Tire.
C, K.
I can't think of a U one. T.
T.
F is for famous.
Fun. Fumble. M is for Montreal.
On Saturday, December 10th, the Milton Park Food Bank is hosting a bazaar with a variety of vendors selling vintage clothing, records, cameras, original prints and artwork, home decor, and much more. The food bank distributes food and serves hot meals to neighbors in need. The Milton Park Bazaar will be held at 3594 Jean Moss in the basement of St. John's Lutheran Church from 12 to 6 p.m. on Saturday, December 10th. Hope to see you there. Help us bring food to the table. For more info, contact mpfoodbank@gmail.com. This event is a CKUT co-presentation.
Bidding a good morning to you all, I'm Jerry Goodfriend, welcoming you to Folk Directions, a program of music based in and influenced by tradition, here on CKUT Radio, 90.3 FM in Montreal, streamed and archived on the World Wide Web at ckutfolk.com.